Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look what they are doing. Why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. A gentleman came to me one time, and he had decided that he would offer certain sacrifices in perpetuity, offering them for different reasons that were very important to him. One for his wife, another sacrifice for his children, a third for another special intention. And he came and he sat down and he said, "You know, Father, I've made these sacrifices and I only allow myself to give them up on solemnities and Sundays." And he said, they're not big sacrifices. One is chocolate. I love chocolate. I love desserts. Another is alcohol. You know, I enjoy having a glass of wine or a beer at the end of the day. A third is this. And he said, "But every once in a while, something happens where I wonder if I'm doing the right thing." He said, "Let me explain. It was my birthday a few weeks back, and my little girl, my mom or my wife had gone out, and she bought a candy bar for me, my favorite candy bar. And she came up on my birthday and she was so excited to give it to me. And of course I said, 'Oh my gosh, thank you so much.' But I went and I put that candy bar on my shelf and to wait till Sunday. But I thought, you know what, I almost feel like I should have eaten that right in front of her, and what delight that would have given her. But then I wouldn't be following my sacrifice." He said, "Another time my mom was in town, and she's normally only able to come maybe once a year, and she baked a cake that she knew was my favorite. And we had it after dinner, and all the kids, you know, they enjoyed it. I was able to not have any, and I don't think she saw. But I wonder, was that really the right thing to do?" And I said, two things come to mind. I said, I was reading a book of private revelations to a woman. She would hear our Lord's voice in her heart. I believe they're true. On one occasion, our Lord said to her, "My daughter, at times, I ask you to sacrifice your sacrifice. There are times where you've chosen a particular sacrifice that you are making for my glory and honor, and I ask you to give that up." And I said, the other thing that comes to mind is the supreme law of charity. In those moments, what would have been the loving thing to do? I remember when St. Francis had a new young postulant, a young guy just entered the order before the season of Lent began. And as an order, they were making a very severe sacrifice, hardly eating anything throughout the entire day. Partway into Lent, he sees that this new young brother can't take it. And he realized that he's probably going to leave the order thinking that it's not for him. St. Francis went and got food for the brother, and sat down and did not only give the brother food, but ate the meal with him so that he would not feel uncomfortable. My brothers and sisters, when does the error come in? It is when a person equates the law and sin, as if the two always go hand in hand, and that is not true. To sin is never permissible. Our Lord says to the woman caught in adultery, "Go and sin no more." The law, while it is necessary to govern society, to govern the church, to govern an organization, it is not always and everywhere wrong to not follow the law perfectly, as our Lord reveals today. And there are occasions where, in not following it, it is not sinful to do so. And when a person equates the two, one falls into an error on one side or the other. And this is why some people will say, oh, you know, what's the big deal with that sin? Our Lord didn't follow the law and the gospel. Or they'll hold the law so strictly because they think it would be sinful to break even the tiniest law ever that they'll often fail in charity. I close with the code of canon law that governs the church. The final law in the code of canon law says, there are times in a given particular situation where a certain law can be set aside because in that situation, the salvation of souls requires something else.